This is Devin Frenchco from St. Joe High School Basketball. You're listening to Morning Sports Beat on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
Thanks, Devin. Appreciate it. It's Morning Sports Beat. Phil McDonald and Scott Bradfield. As always, the number is 925-3100. But before we get back to your phone calls, we head to the WSJM Sports line and welcome in the new head football coach at St. Joe High School. Andrew Prattley is joining us as he's driving into work. How you doing, Coach?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Awesome. We appreciate your time. And first of all, congratulations on the new position. I know you said it's a tough position to leave in Holland, but it's a great opportunity for you. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. I'm extremely excited to be joining the tradition of St. Joe football.
So maybe give folks a background of Andrew Prattley, where you grew up. Did you play high school football, where you've coached up until now?
Sure. I grew up playing in Frankfort, Michigan for Tim Klein and my father, and up in northwest Michigan. And we were able to, growing up, went to 5 state championships in 6 years. So didn't know Thanksgiving really existed at that time. I thought it was just a travel day to play in a state final. So, it was kind of a great town to grow up in, and a proud tradition there as well. I did play football for my dad, played basketball and baseball as well. Went to Adrian College and then started coaching football at Adrian High School when I was student teaching. Started off my career at Mayo teaching and coaching there. Took a head football coaching job at Ogama Heights in 2004. Spent 9 great years there, and then spent the last 6 in Holland. So a quick version, I suppose.
Yeah. We were looking at where, Holland sits as far as the conference goes, and we were talking yesterday, like last year and, previous years, if the likes of St. Joe or Lakeshore, but in your case, St. Joe makes it through the districts, or maybe possibly because of a draw in the districts, they'll match up against Zeeland East or Zeeland West. You're no stranger to those teams, right?
No, we've had our fair share of the OK Green, with it, whether it's Zeeland East or Zeeland West, or Byron Center has been really good lately as well, so it's a tough league. Obviously, Unity Christian won a state championship last year, so it's a tough league, and I'm excited to see that league in the playoffs rather than every week.
Andrew Prattley is the new St. Joe football coach, and you're going to have a meeting with players and parents coming up on Sunday?
Yeah, it's a great opportunity to meet all the players and their parents. Anybody from the community wants to get a chance to come meet my family, that would be great. We try to start building up for the 2019 season.
What attracted you to St. Joe? What about the job, the community that said, I think it's time to leave Holland?
Well, it really was just a unique situation where I really do enjoy being on the lakeshore, and I grew up on the lakeshore, so an opportunity on the lakeshore that was just a great academic and football tradition, and it's something I grew up with in Frankfort. A lot of pride in academics, a lot of pride in the community, and it just drew me to feel like home, and about 4 hours south of there, I suppose, but something that was very similar to what I had grown up with, and just an opportunity to be a part of a special program, and was really just too hard to pass up.
We're talking St. Joe football with new coach Andrew Prattley here on Morning Sports Beat and 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports. So, Coach, we broadcast all the St. Joe football games, and earlier in the show, Scott and I were trying to speculate and starting to look ahead. I wonder what kind of an offense that Coach Prattley runs. Now, do you bring a program, do you bring an offense with you, or do you wait to see the talent you have and then determine how you're going to run the offense from there?
Yeah, I think it's a little of both. I'm an option guy by trade. I firmly believe in making defenses, defend 11 guys. So, watching film recently and then knowing the talent that they have, we may look a little different at St. Joe next year than we may have at Holland the last couple of years. Just skill kids the way they are. But, we're going to make people defend the field vertically and horizontally and make them defend all 11 people. And what form of option football that takes is probably going to be a more spread look with what they've got coming back. Out of spread, but never know. Just get in, dive into the personnel, and make that fit the best with what we do.
I love option football. I really do.
Me too.
It's a fun offense to watch. Now, I also read one thing that you believe in, and I love your philosophy with this because it is high school athletics, is you really believe in the student-athletes being involved not only in the school but in the community, right?
Yeah, I think it's important. We're raising young men here. Football is just an avenue to do that. And so we want them to understand you know, the big picture in life, and both what that means academically, socially, you know, being a part of a community. And so we're going to do a lot of things in the community to give back and really, you know, try being big mentors to the young people in St. Joe and, you know, really just try to get our football players out to thank the community for the great support that they obviously show these young men on Friday nights. And just really believe that that's a great way to do things. You know, they need to learn at a young age that being a part of the community is something special and all the ways that they can contribute to that process.
So I know there's a big rivalry here, and you've probably already been, I don't know how many times it's been mentioned to you, St. Joe Lakeshore, and I know you've coached or played in your fair share of rivalry games, but that's what makes high school sports so special, isn't it?
It really is. It's you know, we have a private school in our town. It's about three blocks away. That's, we don't really refer to them much by name, so I'm glad to have another one on the docket, and I understand the importance of those rivalries, and I look forward to competing in that.
So now, college football, where's your allegiance?
I got to be honest, I'm a Go Blue kind of guy, so seeing the tradition at St. Joe and the color scheme is kind of a nice transition for me.
And Coach, I'm looking at a map right now, and I'm looking at Frankfort, Michigan, your hometown.
Yeah.
Doesn't look like you just have to jump over the pond, and there's Green Bay, Wisconsin. Does that make you a Packer fan?
Unfortunately, I'm not a Packer fan. But,
that's fortunate.
I grew up a Lions fan, you know, so I guess I'm stuck there. But I've recently adopted Cleveland Browns as one of my former players plays for them. So
all right.
I've adopted that a little bit as well. But, you know, I can't be a Packers fan. I know their new head coach, and so I'm excited for his opportunity, but I just can't do that green and gold there.
So you mentioned the private school a couple blocks away from Holland, and you don't refer to them by name, and Michigan refers to Ohio State as a team down south. Is Lakeshore the team down the road?
You know, I'll have to adapt to the culture that is. I don't want to bring anything into that rivalry that's not already there, but I've heard a couple references. I just know that that's an important rivalry for both schools and both communities, and I'm excited to be a part of it.
Awesome. So you'll get a chance to meet the team coming up on Sunday. I imagine you're going to finish things out the rest of the school year in Holland and then hit the ground running here in St. Joe.
Yeah, obviously, you know, one of the greatest things about it is it's really not that far a drive, mm-hmm. beautiful drive down the highway. So we'll be down often and trying to get things going early. But, yeah, during the school day, I'll be up in Holland still, but certainly on weekends and evenings, and occasionally a chance to get down and start meeting the kids, working with the kids, getting the staff together, meeting the community, and just getting engulfed in what it is to be at St. Joe.
Awesome. Well, Coach, we'll let you go because I know you got the day job to get to, but just wanted to get a chance to touch base and let the folks know who the guy is to be guiding St. Joe football coming up in the future, and really appreciate your time. And we were, you know, kind of joking the other day when you got the job. It's like, I hope Coach Prattley doesn't get sick of me with seeing me as often as he will during the football season, but we'll try to make sure that doesn't happen.
No, I always look forward. It's great to have media like you guys doing the great jobs that you do to give kids the opportunity to be exposed to that and get their names out there. That's why we do what we do, and I'm excited to be joining the group.
Well, you're going to have to get used to seeing Phil's face because he's around. He'll be there every Friday night with you, and you'll be eating breakfast with him every Saturday morning.
Oh, yeah, Saturday morning on the Coach's Show, the egg and cheese sandwich at Henry's just right off the bat. I highly recommend the egg and cheese sandwich on Saturday mornings.
Sounds great. I can't wait.
Thanks a lot, Coach. We'll let you go. Take care.
All right, have a great day.
You too.